You're gonna totally freak out, man. I came up with a product. It's gonna full-on make me a millionaire, okay? It's totally original and unique, all right? It's gonna blow you away. I call it greeting cards.
Huh? I hate to burst your bubble, but I don't think you're the first one out of the chute with that idea.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, sure, if all you care about is, like, Christmas and Valentine's Day. But what about all those other holidays that other people don't give a hoot about, right? Dig it. That's where my greeting cards come in. Check this one out, little cuz. Ooh.
Cody, this is a hamburger.
Ah, correction, little cuz. That's a greeting card for National Fast Food Workers Appreciation Day. Look at the beef patty, man. I carved in a little inscription.
Roses are red, violets are black. Thanks for washing your hands before you make my Big Mac.
That's it.
These couples are. I mean, really, we look old enough to be their parents.
Oh, come on, honey. We are not that old, okay?
Mrs. Lambert?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Patty Richardson. I was in Buttercup Girls with Dana. You were my den mother.
Well, boy, look at you. All grown up. Then with a baby. Frank, this is Patty Richardson. She was in Buttercups with Dana.
Hi, nice to meet you. And this is my husband, Skippy. And this is our son, Skippy Jr. Oh, and this must be Dana's little cutie pie.
Well, actually, she's our little cutie pie.
You two had a baby?
No way.
Well, luckily, Medicare paid for it.
You know, I saw Sally Jesse about this. I think it was called Women Who Have Babies in Their Twilight Years.
Isn't that nice?
Okay, everybody, welcome to Family Playtime. The first thing I want to do is have everybody give Mr. Playtime a great big kiss.
Well, hello, Mr. Playtime.
Oh.
Frank, I think she means the children.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my first time.
Don't worry about it. We're just glad you're here. It's always nice to meet the grandparents.
Actually, we're the parents.
Oh, well. Okay, let's move along to our first family playtime activity, horsey races. Okay, daddies, get down on all fours. Okay. And mommies, you hold the babies in the saddle.
Oh, oh, jeez, my back.
Two more graduates of the Ace Ventura Charm School.
All righty then.
Darn it all to heck.
Whoa, stand back, everybody. Snow White's having a meltdown.
I'm sorry you had to witness that outburst of foul language, but I'm so ticked off at Tiffany Fisher.
Isn't Tiffany Fisher one of your best friends?
Not anymore. She knew that I had my heart set on going to the spring dance with Lee Fleming. She got him to ask her instead. Darn. Darn, double darn.
You know, chicks are always backstabbing each other. Another example of how men are superior to women.
Another pearl of wisdom from Spud the Talking Potato.
Look, all I'm saying is guys would never trash a friendship over some stupid chick.
Exactly, JT. Buds are thicker than babes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All some girl would have to do is come in here and bat her eyelashes, and the two of you would be at each other's throats.
No way, Barky. Chicks are a dime a dozen. There is no girl who could ever come between me and my buddy Rich.
Right on, JT.
You're beautiful, man.
I love you, buddy.
Come on, man, let's go watch some tube. There's a rerun of Bikini Car Wash on today.
Ooh, Bikini Car Wash, maybe we'll see some nifty headlights.
believe those jerks?
God, I would love to blow a hole in their stupid buds are thicker than babes theory. I've got an idea. Oh, I've got a really, really, really good idea.
What is it?
No, no, we couldn't. It's too mean. It's cruel. JT and Rich will be humiliated.
Let's do it.
Hey, Uncle Frank, dude. Check it out, man. I got a new greeting card. It's for National B.O. Day, huh?
Cody, this is a can of deodorant.
Oh, well, yeah, dude, take off the cap. Look inside, bro. It's gonna blow you away.
Roses are red, carnations are pink. I love you, man, but dude, you stink. I'll take two. I got a couple of French guys working on my crew.
Double stinker for Uncle Frank.
Frank.
Yeah, huh?
Good news. Kenny and Bonnie just called, you know, the ones from our playtime class, and they want us to get together with them Saturday night.
Kenny and Bonnie, which ones are they?
Bonnie. She's the one whose grandfather is the bad back, just like you. Anyway, they want us to go to the Cobra Pit.
Cobra Pit? What's a Cobra Pit?
Oh, Uncle Frank, man, it's like the coolest new grunge rock club in town, man. Hey, besides that, you get a chance to see people puking their guts out.
Why would I want to see that?
Because that's the name of the band. People puking their guts out. They're like the coolest new grunge rock band around, man. Hey, word to the wise, though, man. You don't want to sit in the front row unless you're wearing a poncho.
Carol, a grunge rock place, you and I.
Well, I know it's not our kind of place, but I think we need to stay young for Lily's sake. I just don't want our daughter growing up thinking her parents are a couple old fuddy-duddies.
Hey, I am not a fuddy-duddy.
Oh, right, okay. What is Hootie and the Blowfish?
It is what's on Discovery Channel after Shark Week.
Fuddy-duddy.
Frank, Hootie and the Blowfish just happens to be the biggest, hippest rock band in the country, and you would know that if you watched MTV like I did this morning.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay, I'll call them.
Hey, Cody, dude, what am I supposed to wear to a place like the Cobra Pit?
Oh, bro, just wear what you're wearing now. Two minor adjustments I would make. Just rip that down there. Yeah, you're cool. Hey, put a little spit in your hair, you'll be styling.
Yeah,
oh, come on, Uncle Frank, man. Let me hawk one in your hair, bro. The chicks will be all over you.
Are you eating candy in here or something? It smells like fruit.
Oh, no, man. Those are Lily's pacifiers. They're pretty good. They come in fruit flavors.
Are you out of your mind?
No, they're really good. Here, check it out. It's more strawberry. Knock yourself out, man.
Oh, good. The boys are up from their naps.
We were just testing Lily's pacifiers, you know, safety reasons, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Dana, you didn't tell me this is where all the cute guys hang out.
Oh, yeah. We're just infested with them. This is JT, my stepbrother, and his wacky sidekick, Rich Halkey.
Hi, I'm Brandy.
Brandy? That rhymes with handy.
And candy.
That too.
And Rich Halkey.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
The sweater's all mine. Pleasure's all mine. The sweater's a pleasure. It's a pleasure sweater.
Brandy, why don't you have a seat and I'll get you that astronomy book you wanted.
So, Brandy. Into astronomy, huh? Yeah, me too. I'm a Virgo.
That's astrology, you moron. Astronomy is the study of the astronauts.
You know, I'm kind of thirsty. Is there any chance I can get something cool to drink?
I'll get it.
You're not getting nothing. It's my house.
I'll get the glass.
Forget it, Pee-wee. You're too short to get the glass.
Don't call me Pee-wee. I hate it when you call me that.
Wow, you were right. They fell for it.
Of course they fell for it. Are you kidding? Those morons would have to study all night to pass a urine test. JT, don't ask me why, but for some reason, Brandy Hartman has not stopped talking about you.
Really?
Go figure. Anyway, she asked me to give you this.
Ah. JT, I want you. Call me. Hurry. Brandy. Oh, God, I gotta call her. Yep. J.T. Lambert's about to step into the big leagues of love.
Huh? Oh, you're about to step in it, all right.
Hello, Brandy. Yeah, listen, I just got your note. I want you, too. Well, look, what do you say we go out tonight? You can't. Why not? Rich Halke? Why would you go out with him when you can go out with me? But he's lying. I don't have any secrets. I am too anatomically correct. Well, then there's a few things you need to know before you go out with Rich. Well, yeah, for starters, he's got an oozing rash all over his body. Now,
get out of the phone! Yeah. Hey, he's lying. He's just jealous. You know how guys get about that sort.
So what? He wears his mom's underpants. I'll call you back. You slime ball.
Where do you get off telling Brandy I dressed in my mom's panties?
And you told her I don't have all my guy parts, man. You stink.
Me?
Yeah, man. I finally find a chick who's got the hots for me, and you go behind my back and try to screw it up.
Hots for you? Brandy's got the hots for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, then why did she send me this?
JT, I want you. Call me. Hurry. I got the exact same note Dana gave it to me after class.
Wait a minute. Dana gave me my note, too.
JT, do you get the strange feeling someone's trying to make us the butt of their joke?
Yeah, and Barky's the butt master.
Oh, this really ticks me off. I can't believe we fell for this.
Yeah, well, like they say, Rich...
Don't get mad. We get even. Oh, yeah. I like the way you think, buddy. Between the two of us, we've got one brain.
The speakers, they sound blown out.
No, that's the way the song's supposed to sound. It's a big hit. It's called Trainwreck.
What kind of music do you like, Frank?
Hank Williams.
Do you listen to anyone a little younger?
Hank Williams Jr.
Take it outside.
He's not fighting
go.
It's too bad you guys have to call it a night. It's only 3 a.m.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm so beat. I just overcrunched at the club.
Bummer. We wanted to take you to this after-hours club down in Sheboygan. It's called Hell.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't the two of you just go to hell without us?
Okay, cool.
Well, I'd walk you to the door, but I'm getting kind of cramped up, so bye.
Well, then I guess we'll just see you in class next week.
Yep.
Oh! Bye.
Bye. Well, I thought that was an interesting evening.
Carol, I was punched, I was kicked, and some freak bit me on the ankle and asked me out for cappuccino.
Well, okay, I guess it was a little strange, but I just don't want Lily growing up thinking her parents are a couple of boring geezers.
Carol, we are Lily's parents, and she is always going to think we're a couple of boring old geezers. Mick Jagger's kids think he's a boring old geezer.
Yeah, I guess we should just be who we are, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm tired of pretending I'm in my 20s. My 18-hour bra gave up on me 3 hours ago.
Sick of you, Pee-wee. Don't call me Pee-wee. I hate it when you call me Pee-wee. I'll call you whatever I want, you traitor.
What's the problem, guys? Beavis and Butthead having a little spat?
Yes. Why don't you tell this big goon to stay away from Brandy?
Man, you stay away from her. I'm the one she wants.
Yeah, right. What would a beautiful girl like that want with a dipstick like you?
Oh, man, I got a better chance with her than you do, dirtball.
Guys, whatever happened to Buds Are Thicker Than Babes?
Well, that was before I found out JT was such a low-life scuzzbucket. If you'll excuse me, I'm out of here.
Come back here. I'm not done with you yet. Don't you leave. Get back over here. My house and call me Scuzz Bucket? Take it back.
No way, Scuzz Bucket.
Oh, you're gonna pay for that, pal.
Ow, that hurt.
Oh, you think that hurt? Well, wait till you feel this.
No. JT, put down the shovel, man. Now, come on, you're scaring me. Come on, hey, it's not funny. No.
Wake up, man! Rich! Oh, God! Dana, you gotta help me!
What did you do?
I don't know. Me and Rich, we kind of got in a fight, and I lost my mind, and I hit him in the head with a shovel, and now he's not breathing. We gotta do something. Do you know CPR?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, well, then get out there and go help him. Go help him. I'll call 911.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, he's got a heartbeat. Rich, come on. Come on. Breathe for me. Breathe. Come on, Rich.
The paramedics are on their way.
He's got a pulse, but he's not breathing.
Oh, God, we're losing him. Oh, Dana, do something. Give him mouth to mouth. Hurry.
Right. Okay. JT, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
Oh, dear, don't talk. Just keep breathing.
It was all set up, Brandy, in the notes and everything.
Shut up. Don't talk. Save him. Save my little buddy. I got it all on film.
You guys are pigs. You're disgusting. You're despicable.
Don't forget brilliant.
It's right, Daniel. You were one hot little kisser. I bet you could bring lots of guys back to life.
Oh, I'm gonna be ill.
Where are you going?
Inside.